to the Queensland, a handicapper there, Nathan Burke, and he joins us now. Afternoon, Nathan.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
I'm fighting fit, thank you. You've got the weights out for the time-honoured Stradbroke handicap.
Yes, mate. We've let them go about 20 minutes ago, Sean, so they should be up on riser as we speak.
Now, you finished up with, gee whiz, there's a few there, 112 noms.
112, mate, yes. So she's been a busy couple of weeks, but we've nailed them down now and all go to the race next fortnight, mate.
Now, was Najum going to be a late nom? Has it been entered?
Sean, not as yet. It did pull up lame after a turn, yeah. I believe, on Saturday where she was outstanding. So, look, no word yet, so I suppose let's monitor
yeah,
how she pulls up looking forward. But, yeah, she'd be a life chance with a lightweight, that's for sure.
Lomosity, what weight?
Mate, Lomosity got 50.5. Look, she comes in about 31 in order, Sean. Mm. So with the attrition rate, which is always quite heavy in the Stradbroke, you know, it would be a good chance. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see just how many above her don't commit to the race.
All right. What finished up at top eight?
Look, Bo Band, four-time Group 1 winner, who was, well, back to his best on Saturday. He's got 58, Sean. Then we go down to Trust and August, who's got 56.5. Well documented. I don't think he's coming. Other horses with a bit of weight, we had River Lad, last year's Stradbroke winner, the amateur winner, Hucklebutt with 56, Lucky Hustler, William Reid winner with 56. Then we go down to Hot Snitzel, the one the BDC Cup, he's got 55.5. And then the Goodwood winner, Flamberge, has got 55. And then down to a couple of interesting runners, General Ife, the non-group one winner who was outstanding on Saturday, and was outstanding in the All Age tickets in 54.5, Sean. Other ones worth a mention would obviously be Charlie Boy, who was fantastic as well. He gets 54, mate. So, yeah, so basically looking at that, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, they meet Bo Ban, I think, 3.5 and 4 kilos better. The second and third horse on the weekend, but obviously they're not Group 1 winners and Bo Band's won 4, mate, so they do get in well against him in the handicap.
And he's no guaranteed thing to start, is he, Bo Band? I think Chris Waller just took him to the side. Have you got an indication?
I'm not sure, Sean. We haven't heard. I'm not sure what Chris and that's doing, but, you know, it's not the strongest.
Yeah.
Stradbroke, so, I mean, he's got the 58, but he's entitled to it. But look,
Nathan, I'll get you to hang on just one sec for me. Race 7, Manawa 2. The Stradbroke, we're looking at the weights over the 1350. An interesting one here, Nathan. Lord of the Sky, who's they seem to have found a little bit of a key to him with a respiratory issue, and he's looking stronger, which we didn't really expect early doors. He looked like almost the speedy squib, didn't he?
Did Sean. Look, he is an interesting one. Look, he hasn't won past 1,100, but, I mean, obviously his two runs in the TJ and now at the Goodwood at 1,200 have been outstanding. So I suppose it's just a matter of whether, you know, he can get the 1,350 strongly. Mm. You know, on his last two runs, he'd be a chance for sure.
And around Doomben, because often it could be a bit more kind than the Eagle Farm track.
Oh, most definitely. It's a different ball game. 1350 around Doom and the open stretches Eagle Farm 1400. So, look, you know, that should help him.
Nathan, what's the word from the Mark Camp regarding Strakandy?
No word, Sean. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, on Saturday, some people would say she was a bit disappointing. I mean, she did box seat, but, you know, she come in six, beating about 3, 3.5. But, obviously, to start before is a forgive run, but not sure, Sean, whether they're pressing ahead. I mean, obviously, they've got other options. If they want to take other options, they could run in the Dane Ripper on the same day as a lead-up race to the Tats Tiara, but I'm not really sure there, Sean.
Interesting, Norm, is this horse from Western Australia, Blackheart Bart, ran a good fourth in the Goodwood the other day.
Yes, it was. I think he got some interference at the start, Sean, and got further back than they anticipated, but ran on very well. Look, that was his first go at Group 1 company. Obviously, we've seen his figures have been outstanding in Perth, where he's won about 5 listed races with weight and running time. So he did run well in the Goodwood. So we'll just have to see how that stacks up here. Obviously, two considerations when looking at the ratings of those horses were that the two best horses, I believe, in that race had problems where Hucklebuck was lame and Lucky Hustler was five deep with no cover and was galloped on. So, you know, we'll just have to see how those horses play out here.
Well, as you said, it'll be interesting because the attrition rate will sort out a few here. And I suppose you look at it, it's pretty hard to sort of try and figure out what the field's going to be for the next 10, not until the next 10 days.
It certainly is. It certainly is, mate. But, well, anyway, the first acceptances are 9 o'clock on Wednesday, Sean. So obviously we'll get a very good indication on Wednesday what's not going to go ahead and what will.
Yeah, that'll thin them out then. All right, terrific, Nathan. Appreciate your time and look forward to the Stratty.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks, Sean.
Bye, mate. Nathan Burke joining us there from Racing Queensland with the weights for the Stradbroke Handicap. Being run on the 6th of June.